Max Weisbrot joins us right here on the Northern Michigan postgame show. And Max, 35 points. It's been an insane run for you and your Wildcats. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but your team shot 15 of 25 behind that three-point line. You were a big factor in that. Carson Smith, a big factor. Dylan Keel had a three. I guess talk about the performance behind that three-point line and 98 points for this Wildcat team.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great week of practice shooting the ball, so I'm just glad it translates. Carson was a dog all week, and he was a killing today. Carson was unbelievable. Dylan was unbelievable today. And Sam Priv even banged one in today. And it was just a great day shooting the ball.
Talk about this basketball team, because you have won 9 in a row in conference, 12 in a row overall, and now 16-5. What does that mean to you and this basketball team?
It's huge. I mean, it's just our hard work that we keep putting in day in, day, and it's just translating onto the court, and we have no plan of losing anytime soon anyway, knock on wood.
Let's talk about the three that everyone's going to be talking about, where the shot clock was running out. It looked like you drew some contact. You just kind of threw it up there, and it went in. What's going through your mind when you're down to, 6 and 5 seconds on that shot clock?
Yeah, shot clock was going off. Josh Tarrant did a great job defending me on that. Didn't really give me anything. And then I just chucked it up there. Right when I let it go, I thought it was close. Like, it looked good. And then it just went in. Some luck in basketball, and I got pretty lucky today.
Let's take a look. I'm going to have you take a look at this right now. That is Saginaw Valley up 81-66 on Ferris State. You guys go to Ferris. You played Ferris. You able to win late by 4 points. You hit a big shot. I said you got that shooter's roll. It's that Barry magic. You hit that big shot against Lake State. What's on tap for you guys next week when you have Ferris and Lake State after you just played them here at the Barry?
Yeah, Ferris and Lake State are both great teams. They're obviously going to be tough. We're going to have a good week of practice and get ready for him and just go up there and compete.
I know it's a next man up. Brian Parza got hurt late in practice on Friday. I thought Riley did a good job stepping in, but you got key contributions from a Brandon Trilly as well. So what's that mean when you have so much depth on this basketball team?
Yeah, we're super deep. Brian got hurt. It was very unfortunate. We kind of shook for a little bit, but everyone just stepped up. Brandon Trilly was a dog. He's crashing the boards, guarding the best players on the other team. He was awesome tonight. Carson, same thing, stepped up big. Second ball handler, did an amazing job.
Great job to you and the basketball team coming up with a huge win against your rival today.
Thank you. Appreciate it for having me on here.
All right, Max Weisbrot joins us right here on the postgame show. We'll get him off the headset, and we'll bring in head coach Matt Mackerzak, who's got to be extremely happy with his basketball team, who's going through my wallet right now. And I don't blame you, because I'm broke as a joke. You can have whatever's in there, Coach. But, Coach, let's talk about your basketball team here today. I mean, what else can you say about Max Weisbrot? I mean, he's just insane right now with everything, literally chucking up everything and having it go in.
No one works harder. So it's really fun, because it doesn't always work like that. Unfortunately, been doing it a long time, is the hardest workers, usually it always pays off for them, but the hardest workers aren't always the best player. And when our hardest worker can be our best player, it makes, it's pretty special. And having the 1-2 punch of him and Dylan, I mean, it's been him the last 5 games, but it was Dylan early in the year. And I don't care at all who's better. They're the two best players in the league, and we have both of them, so whoever other people thinks the best is good enough with me.
And you have to have key role players. We just talked about Brian Parsett going down late in practice on Friday, and you have key contributors stepping up. Carson Smith did not miss a beat. You get the key contributions from Brandon Trilly, Riley Brooks, Privet hits a three. You guys end up shooting on the night 15 of 25 behind that three-point line. That's a pretty darn good clip there, Coach.
Yeah, my first year here, Tech went 18-20 on us, so it's not quite that level, but no, it was fun. I mean, we had it going tonight. You could tell from the get-go the energy was there, and I had a lot of confidence heading into this one. And when Brian went down, I was worried. It just it messes with your mojo, and I thought our week of practice, I was really, really confident. It's the best we practiced by far. And, I thought Carson and Sam did exactly what seniors do. They look like, fourth year here. They understand the importance of the Tech game, and those two said, nah, we're good. We're going to make sure we do it, and we do it the right way and handle them. And then I thought, you know, you mentioned it, Brandon. You know, I always think Carson's the toughest dude on the floor. He was awesome tonight, but Brandon might have been the toughest dude on the floor. And it's fun out of a freshman to have someone that just, you know, wins the balls, wins the loose balls, makes plays with his hands, is tough, cares. He's been in and out of the rotation and more out than in, to be honest, and he's deserved it in practice. We pulled his red shirt. I felt really guilty because he's just had guys ahead of him. And the one thing I was excited about with tonight, you know, obviously really sad for Brian, but I was excited for Brandon, and that's the beauty of injuries, is something happens and there's a cause and effect, and the effect was Brandon got to play more and he made the most of his opportunities. He's a winner.
Let's talk about the depth of this team, because it has to be the next man up. And when you practice as hard as you guys practice, it has to be next man up, because you never know what could happen. What's that say for his conditioning and his training and his preparation day in and day out when your number is called and you deliver?
Yeah, no, it's a heck of an accomplishment, especially out of a freshman, a true freshman at that. You know, just to stay the course and stay steady through all the ups and downs of a college basketball season, especially one where you were in a red shirt, you pulled it, you're playing a little, you're not playing, and it's a difficult role. It's a role that, you know, a lot of people struggle with, and he's just handled it like a professional, honestly. Like, he's just mature beyond his years. He comes from an awesome high school player that won, and you know, we always talk about winners win, and that dude's a winner, and you can put him on the floor and he's gonna win.
Coach, congratulations. 98 points against your rival Michigan Tech. That is the most points scored against Michigan Tech since 1993, when that team put up 110 against Michigan Tech. So go enjoy this win. We'll see you next week. Big bus ride to Big Rapids and then Lake State, who pulled out a very tough victory this afternoon against Wayne State, 64-62. You talk about the GLIAC. It's a tough, tough league, Coach.
Yeah, this weekend, I always think it's the hardest road trip of the year. Obviously, this year's no different than any other time. And, you know, I some fairly sizable games on Thursday and Saturday to determine a lot of things about, you know, where the season ends up at the end of the year.
Coach, congratulations on your victory. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Head coach Matt Makrzak joins us on the postgame show. We appreciate his time along with Max Weisbrod. We'll take this timeout, come back, and finish things up right after this. You're listening to the Wildcat Sports Network.